You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Which means it's time to have a yap with the legends from the Young Writers Fest. That's actually coming up when?
Tomorrow.
So we have here, I'm terrible, Jordan, Nadia, and sorry,
Nick.
Welcome.
Just get you guys to speak closer into the mic if possible.
Yeah.
Let's just start off with the easy one. Can you please tell us about the Young Writers Fest?
Oh, yeah, Kate's Pie. New Zealand Young Writers Festival is in the 11th year, I think, this year of running. It's run through the Dunedin Fringe Arts Trust as one of their events that they run, one of the annual events, alongside the Fringe, obviously, and as well as Amped Project, which does so much good for our local Rangatahi bands here in Otupotsi. Yeah, what else to tell? This year we've just finished up a wānaka out at Puketaraki Marae in Karitane, and then our public events start tomorrow, and there are four events tomorrow and two events on Sunday, so all of which will be at Te Whareo Rokotia, just right next to the Octagon there, next to the community gallery. So, yeah, that's the briefest rundown.
Right.
Well, there's more to it than that, but...
Yeah.
I feel like you crushed it.
Hey, thanks.
That's pretty comprehensive.
Thanks.
What are the events specifically?
What are the events?
First event tomorrow is at 10 a.m. and is a slam poetry workshop with Amy Grace Laura. And then...
We really should have Ruby McComb.
Yeah, Ruby's got an event on after that. Ruby's been one of our tuakana for the wānaka. So then we have our Feathers of Flight event in the evening, which young writers that have been part of the wānaka are all going to be delivering some work. Following that
is the Otago Poetry Slam, where 12 poets will be fighting for the position of Otago Slam Poetry Champion.
It's tournament style?
Yes.
Ooh. That's sick.
I believe there will be three rounds.
Deathmatch.
Okay, so what do each of you prefer to do in terms of your writing? Do you all dabble in a bit of everything? Essays, poems, maybe songwriting?
Short films?
Yeah, maybe scripts. What do y'all do?
You want to go first, Nadia?
Kia ora, I'm Nadia, and I'm a poet, primarily. I just like to play with creative forms. I have an essay published, and am trying to tackle the massive mountain that is figuring out how to write a novel. And, yeah, would love to do screenwriting as well, but that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know what I am primarily. I do a lot of things. I do poetry, I write reviews, I do culture articles, musicology articles, screenwriting. I'm really all over the place, which means nothing gets finished, but at least I'm trying everything, which is a lot of fun.
Kia ora. I'm like the PAP of the group, albeit like older than anyone else. Like a elderly PAP. I'm like Benjamin Button. I have written a bit of music over the years, on and off, and have been on this very radio station talking about such stuff before. But more recently, have been getting into playwriting, and just really starting to try my hand at poetry. So that's been pretty fun. And all of these guys on the wānaka were a very, very compassionate audience, very generous, many generous ears listening to the work. So that was a real, real privilege, eh?
Mm. Yeah. For anyone wanting to, I guess, maybe someone that hasn't quite dabbled in creative writing all that much in any way, do you have a piece of advice that might get someone started? Maybe it's your own creative process or what you find gets the creative juices flowing.
I would say this is, I don't know if this is advice, but just start where your interest lies. If you really like reading books, maybe look at writing a book. If you love poetry, maybe try writing poetry. You know, if you love going to the theatre, have a go at writing a play. Ultimately, like, it's a lot of work to make anything, right? Be it writing or or painting or whatever it might be. So you've got to really enjoy what you're doing. So pick something you like doing.
Yeah, it is a lot of figuring out what you like and where your interests lie. Because when you find other art you're passionate about, that sparks something in your brain and you end up having like a kind of a conversation with other artists through their art in a way. So a lot of my creative stuff, it's because I've watched a film or I've watched a play or I've listened to a song or I've read a poem and just one line will resonate with me and I might take the essence of what that's saying and then turn it into something else. So yeah, figuring out what you like is like probably the best place to start.
I always like to say that it is finding your people is the first step. So if you know other people who are writing, and as young writers we tend to all be really shy and keep things to ourselves, but if you know that someone's got something that they've been working on, then to hang out together, create spaces. Back in Kirikiriroa, I started a open mic for poetry at the libraries, because a lot of open mics are at bars. But yeah, either finding your people, or if you can't find your people, make a space that the people will come to.
Mm. Oh, awesome. You touched on this a bit before, but I was interested. You said you were going to, or you're trying to tackle writing a book. How does the process differ between, you know, writing poetry or something much more just page-wise, length-wise, you know, I don't know, or just between different mediums at all? This goes for any of you as well.
I think it's interesting to me because I thought everybody would find a novel hard, and I find that novel writers don't find novel writing hard. For example, Witi Ahimaida, I asked him the question, how do you write a novel? He was like, I just sit down and start writing it now. But I find that I'm drawn to poetry as my form because it's short, but with a novel, one way that it's different but can be easier for some people is the length, the time that it takes, the process, the planning. I'm not quite a planner. And so to sit down and to plan something out and to create structure within that, is, I guess, the main difference between the two. Yeah.
Cool.
I think a lot of writing comes from, like, intuition a lot of the time. Like, when I write poetry, it kind of just bleeds out of me. It's kind of like breathing. It's just something you do, and it kind of flows until it ends, and it's like, okay, now it's done. But when I do screenwriting, it is something I do kind of have to actively think about. It's like, I'll have my concept, and I'll know what the first scene is, and then it's kind of have to actively thinking, oh, what's next? Where does the next scene start? And, yeah, it's just like, it's all interconnected, but there are, like, tiny little differences depending on art. I want to know about you for, like, poetry and songwriting. How's that different for you when you write?
Oh, I honestly don't know, eh? I feel like every time I sit down to write something new, I just have this overwhelming sense of self-doubt that maybe actually someone's wiped my memory and I didn't write anything that I thought I did and I actually can't write. I think recently with poetry, I think it's maybe similar to what you've been saying. It probably doesn't feel quite as organic for me yet. Mm. Hopefully it will, but just trying not to critique too much. Interestingly, like, I have been, like, working a little bit on, like, a longer piece of writing, more of just an exercise of writing at the moment, and, like, it's probably going to head towards novel length, but I have not planned at all. I'm just, like, kind of just writing and seeing where it goes, and if it has any kind of potential, I think at the end, then I'll just go back and be like, okay, let's sort through some of this continuity and maybe plan in reverse. But yeah, that's not useful. That's not what I said is not useful to people, other than maybe if you feel like how the heck do I even get started, just like sit down and put some words down and try not to judge yourself. I think I always find for me, take quality out of the equation. Like, it's not, you're not trying to make something good. You're just trying to, like, make something. That's all it is.
Be okay with creating bad art.
Because there's actually no bad art. Like, there's cliche stuff. There's all, you know, we can qualify art in so many ways, but actually you cannot call it good and bad. It's just, we have these forms that have built up over thousands of years. And so there are cliches within those forms that people become like, they're considered, like, inauthentic, right? And so people cringe at them or whatever. But doesn't mean it's bad. It's, you can't...
What about an AI-generated fan fiction?
Ooh.
Boom!
I don't know. Walter White and Batman crossover. Why does it matter what it is? do you think that is that is this is, you know, taking a more of a broad, this is more of a broad question. AI art, what do we reckon? Just in any medium.
It's kind of weird we never talked about it. I thought it would have come up at some point.
Is it art? I mean, that's my question. Mm,
maybe that's why it didn't come up.
Yeah. I just don't really.
Maybe you could. Yeah. Maybe you could say the prompt is art. Maybe you wrote a very nice prompt.
Maybe. Yeah.
And maybe your two sentences can count as poetry.
Yes, I mean, maybe it's art. I don't care. I just don't really want to engage with it. I don't.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like if you're doing AI art and you're writing the prompt and you've got two sentences there, just keep going and just like take
yeah.
an attitude.
You're doing it. You've started.
You've already got the idea.
You've got the idea. Yeah. You've done just, the hardest part. Just keep writing. Exactly.
And yeah, writing's kind of just like painting. If you keep like doing it, eventually like a picture will form. It'll look like something. Mm. So you just got to keep doing it.
I got these events up.
Oh yeah.
So we can have a brief chat about what's actually happening.
Oh, right. Oh please.
If you want to. Yeah, let's hear.
Yeah, Kate Tapai. So yeah, with Amy Grace Laura is the first one that slam workshop. Then we have Ruby McComa doing a workshop called Tupuna Talk, Writing Where We Come From. And that she's going to discuss you will discuss if you come along and unpack personal writing styles and inspiration origins, Tupuna narratives that shape us as writers, and participants will explore their place as kaituhi today by reading and writing in response to the landmark work of local poets. So it really seems like it'll be a bit of an exploration of the whakapapa of writing and where we sit as writers in 2025 amongst the writers that have been before and the writers that will come one day. Do you guys, I'll get the next one up. Who we got? Oh, yeah. Oh, oh my gosh.
Do you
want to read this?
Technical difficulties.
Talk about that one, maybe? Okay. I'll throw it the deep end. Rock, paper, scissors. Mawaka, awa, tai, grounding your place in writing practice. I don't know. Ruahina was one of our tuakana, and they were great. And they have a sibling. And
named Toria.
Toria. And they're going to be working together. And it's about writers' ways to, like, write about the place and hone your craft using prompts and practical techniques and all this great stuff, and zine making. We talked a lot about zines. Zine's also a great way to like get into writing. Yeah.
And that will be on Sunday, actually, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And all of the events are in the same venue at Te Whare o Rukutia. And they're all free as well.
Which is really cool.
I've got no excuse not to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's also a publishing panel talk on the Sunday, and that's going to be the last event for the festival this year with Lindley Edmeads, Kitty Brown. Josiah's going to be involved in that.
Shout out Josiah.
And who's the other... Louise Wallace as well. So
true.
Heaps of experience, heaps of mātauraka on that panel. So that'll be cool.
Yo, I have a cheeky wee challenge. And now you have every right to decline. Can we pull up the thing?
There's a thing?
Okay.
Writing challenge. I feel like a writing challenge.
Now, of course, I know that, you know, writing doesn't just happen... Maybe not all the time spontaneously. However, I had a wee idea. I want to see what y'all can cook up. If I asked each of you to improvise a haiku about gravy or two-ply toilet paper.
It's like asking a comedian to be funny on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You guys don't have to. But I think it could be good fun.
It's more me counting syllables.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll give it a go.
You go first. You're the...
Mine's going to be Padu, but...
You're the writer in residence.
Coming from the writer in residence here. Okay. Every time I use, finger slips on through the sheets. Oh no, time for wash.
Pretty good.
That was amazing. What? Off the dome? Damn.
And now I know what kind of toilet paper you buy as well.
More than two-ply.
Two-ply, yeah.
One of them was gravy, right? I heard you right. Okay. Gravy on the chook. It is delicious and yum. I want more and more.
Amen.
Oh my God. I'm going to attempt on the fly. Ooh. I have my first line, but I'm just going to run from there.
Love it.
Smother me in brown.
What one is this?
Yeah. Maybe both.
You can't get this salty stuff in town right now.
Oh. Wow.
And you'll never know which one I'm talking
about. Your turn.
No,
Hunter, we do English together. You're a writer.
We do English, but...
Two-ply, you're already halfway there. We do with paper.
You've opened Pandora's box now.
Yeah, we're just going to keep buzzing.
All right, well, let's... Should we... Okay, we'll just wing
I'll,
it
I'll,
then.
Yeah, I'll do it
okay.
too. It's only fair. He's contemplative.
He's thinking deeply.
Toilet paper.
That's four.
Is.
Ooh. Okay.
Good when my finger does not slip all the way through.
Mm. Ooh. Wow. Okay. I'm just going to go gravy
this
then.
This theme's coming through. With this work, it's good.
Yeah. Comes on train or boat. Right?
Yeah.
The gravy in Coraline looked really tasty.
Oh, that's good.
I just remember that scene vividly.
Yo. Okay, any more pressing questions?
How are you guys feeling about it?
The festival?
Yeah.
Pumped. Real pumped. Yeah. We just had a... Yeah, I'm kind of... Speaking for myself, I just had a real great time away at the Wānaka this week. And it was nice to be sitting there at the Potawaki today and just feeling like, oh, we're halfway through getting to spend time with each other and to work together. So, yeah, real excited.
Yeah, before the Wānaka, I was like super nervous and I didn't know how I was feeling. But now just being around all these great people, like the car ride there was like a little bit awkward and we were still figuring things out. And then on the car ride home, it was just nonstop chatter and we're just all so connected. And yeah, I think that's what will get me through all the anxiety and the nerves of performing. But yeah.
I feel very, very nourished by the people who were there, by the place we were in. We're in Karitane at Puki Teraki Marae. We're staring at the ocean the whole time, staring at the mountains the whole time. And just sharing writing together. I'm in a lot of writing spaces, but it's rare to have so many rangatahi, like young people who are writers, who are published in the same space, sharing this like really high quality work. Mm. And yeah, I'm going to hold it really close to me for a really long time.
It's wonderful.
I have one final question.
Hit me.
I'd like each of you...
More writing.
No, it's not a challenge. You've got 1 hour. Write a novel. So I want to know which are each of your favorite, I guess, piece of literature, whether that's a song or a poem or, I don't know, maybe it's a novel or an essay, anything. What have you all got? It's probably extremely hard to pick one, but maybe it's not your number one. It's just one that you like.
What was important to you?
There's a poetry collection by a kaitahu writer, Ruby Solly, and it's called Toku Papa, and it was their first collection, and it's a poetry collection about their dad and the stories of their dad, and their dad being like a Māori who was like, very rough around the edges and smoking in the shed, and it's just a really beautiful like capture of like the beauty of Māori men, but also the complexities and the nuance, and yeah, that's one of my favourites.
I think Junkie by William Burroughs. It's like this novel about a junkie, a heroin addict, trying to, like, get clean and stuff. And it's just super gritty and grimy, and I think it was just a new style of writing. And it was, like, the first time in, like, my adult life I found a book that I felt like was, like, for me and, like, catered to my interests and my, like, likes of writing. And it just, like, it took me forever to, like, finally find that, and then I finally got it. It was super rewarding. So, yeah, that's the one.
Two, real quick. Michael James Minaya by John Broughton. It's a play. Saw it maybe 10 years ago. Totally changed my understanding of theatre and how impactful performance could be. Mm. Also, you know, kōrero about Māori men, particularly war veterans from the Vietnam War. The other one is a book called Stoner by John Williams. It's a novel. He only wrote two or three novels, I think, but it's very close to my heart because when I moved to Melbourne, the person who ended up being one of my best friends in the world, I was recommended by a friend, and I read it, I was like, oh my gosh, and I passed it on, and then he was like, oh my gosh, and then he passed it on. This book went through three or four people, and then whenever we meet up, the first thing we always talk about is like Stoner, though. Right? It's just like straight, yeah, it's this real nice thread between us. So yeah, those would be my two.
That's wonderful.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Well,
thank you so much for sharing all of this about the Young Writers Festival and your own experiences with creative writing. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Would you guys love me if I was a worm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks for having us.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.